have to start. Don't worry, you have my news. Sorry, y'all.
Rabbos, so we're looking at Meleches Makabe Patish according to the Rambam. We'll begin with Perek Yud Halacha Yud Zayin. This is a Rambam that preoccupied the mind of the Ramach. Rav Moshe Cohen is quoted here in the Kesef Mishnah. And the Rambam writes, "Hamafis Ashchin b'Shabbos kedei lahachiv pi amaka kederech shamrofim osim shehem miskavnim b'refuah lahachiv pi amaka reizachai mishumaka v'patish shezui meleches harofe v'im hifisa lahotzim bimena lecha sheba hareize mutar." Because the Mishnah writes, "Kosav haramach." Hamafis shchin v'chulei tema. My makav v'patish shayach boze. V'alo ein ze gmar molocha. The Ramach is baffled by the fact that mafis mursa should come under meleches makav v'patish. Because after all, this is not called a gmar molocha. Gmar molocha means that you're involved in some sort of molocha that culminates with a completion of a malacha. Like, for example, we spoke about putting together a kli, or putting together a binyan. At the end of this process, when you finish what you have to do, with that completion, you violate meleches makav v'patish. But here, he's not completing anything. Why is that called makav v'patish? I'd like to add another question on this Rambam. The Rambam emphasizes the refuah aspect. Kederech sharofim osim. And lechora, the concept of refuah here, the rofim, seems to be superfluous or even perhaps irrelevant. What did it make? Either it's a malacha or it's not a malacha. We never found that in Hilchas Shabbos the criterion that defines a malacha is kederech harofim. So those are the two questions that we want to start with in Halacha Yud Zayin. But of course, Halacha Yud Zayin is sort of like starting in the middle of a book or in the middle of a picture here. To get the complete picture, we have to go back to the basics. What's the Av Malacha and what's the Toldo? So that's in Halacha Tezayin. The Rambam writes in Halacha Tezayin, HaMakav V'Patish HaKoh Achas Chayav. Chayav means it's the Av Malacha. Then the Rambam goes on to define the Toldo. V'chol ha'oseh dover shu gmar molocha ha'rezeh toldos makav v'patish v'chayav. And the question is as follows. The Rambam would seem to define the av molocha in a way that's very different than the tolda. That's generally the way we understand av and tolda. And yet, the Rambam identifies the tolda of makav v'patish as gemar malach. Why is that called a tolda? Shouldn't that be the av? And on the contrary, he says, makav v'patish haka achas. You know, he takes the hammer and he hits one blast, and the Rambam says, that's the av malach. That seems to be, at least at first glance, secondary. It's not primary. That doesn't seem to justify the Av. On the other hand, the Rambam is right as far as textual makoros are concerned, because the Mishnah at the beginning of Klal Gadol defines the Malach as Makav v'Patish. So that must be the Av Malach. The Mishnah is always interested in presenting the Av Malach. Where does the Rambam get this Gmar Malacha, that the Gmar Malacha is also included, even when it's not literally a Makav Patish? So that you'll see on Daf Ayin Hey Amid Beis. We've seen this Gemara time and time again, but now we have to look at it with a slightly different perspective. And the Gemara says, Rabba Rab Zera Diyami Chavayu Kol Midi De Ispe Gmar Malacha Chayev Mishum Makim Epatish. And I would submit that the Rambam had his particular understanding of the word Mishum. And the word Mishum means it's a subcategory of Makir V'Patish, meaning that what Rav and Rav Zera are adding to the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel is that whereas the Mishnah on Daf Ayin Gimel defines and lists the Av Malacha as Makir V'Patish, the Rav takes that very literally, Makir V'Patish. Comes along the Gemara, Rav and Rav Zera, and they want to know what's the tolda of Makir V'Patish. Are you going to tell me that you're only chayev if he takes the hammer and he bangs it on the anvil? That's Makir V'Patish and nothing more? There are no other chiyuvim in Makir V'Patish? And the answer is no. There are toldos of Makir V'Patish. Many toldos of Makir V'Patish. And what are those toldos? That's called Isbei Gmar Malacha, chayev Mishum Makir V'Patish, meaning as a toldo of Makir V'Patish. So Gmar Malacha, the Rambam defines, is a told of Makir V'Patish. The Av is going to be HaKos HaPatish, and the Rambam says HaKos Achas, all you need is one HaKos, that's the Av Malach of Makir B'Patish. The Tolda, which expands the Av, is anything that qualifies as Gemar Malach. So on one level I understand the Rambam, meaning if I ask you or ask myself where's that coming from, in other words, what did he see in the Shas, that I think I can understand. The Rambam saw that the Av is Makir V'Patish, and the Tolda is Kola Oseh Dorashu Gmar Malach. Anything that completes the process, that's called a Tolda of Makir V'Patish. The Gemara says, Mishum Makir V'Patish. But on a conceptual level, I find it very difficult to understand the Rambam. I'm not blaming the Rambam. The Rambam thinks he's just, you know, deriving conclusions from the Shas, but nevertheless, we have to put those conclusions into some sort of a framework. So we want to understand what makes Makir B'Patish, which the Rambam defines as the Av, so primary, so significant, that it stands out as the Av. Whereas Gmar Malacha, which sounds like something a lot more bombastic and a lot more profound and dramatic, that becomes relegated to a secondary classification called a tolda. Why is that so?
Rabbi, the malacha of Makir B'Patish, the B'Patish, so Rashi understands it as the malacha itself is done on the Patish itself, not with the Patish.
Right.
Does the Rambam differentiate?
It's hard to say. I don't know. The Rambam is very vague here. He says Makir B'Patish. I would, for the meantime, allow Rashi, you know, allow Rashi's pshat to be, you know, the Rambam to get away with it and also learn Rashi's pshat. If at any point I reserve the right to change that, if need be, but right now I'm gonna make that more, how should I say, first, you know, prima facie assumption.
Because that way you can make that day out and the tell there's any time you affect somebody else.
Right, otherwise you're just hitting it with a hammer.
So Rabosai, what I would ask today, only because I have a tremendous headache, I'm Amish Besimcha, but I got to sleep after 3, and I woke up at 7, so give me a little time. I didn't have any real opportunity to prepare the shiur. So if you could, you know, again, we have the Beis Medrash for these discussions, but I want to see if in the very short amount of time that I have, I can convince myself and then maybe convince you that I understand pshat in the Rambam. Okay then? So give me a little rope today. Yesterday I got hit on all sides, and again, you know, the Gemara says about Rabbi Yehuda Nasi that you shouldn't ask him from another Masechta. So give me a chance to, you know, to get into what I have to say. Okay then? And bear with me. If you don't like the Shia, as I always say, there's no coercion. Okay. So again, let's just summarize. On the one hand, in Halacha Yud Zayin, we're stuck with two problems. One problem is, why does the Rambam see Makeh B'Patish in the case where he's not completing anything, he's just fixing up some sort of a shchin, you know, he's improving his health situation with regard to this boil. The Ramach says he doesn't see that that's Makeh B'Patish in the sense of a Gemar Malacha. What is he completing over here? And on the other hand, we don't understand why, according to the Rambam, it's so important to emphasize that that's Kederach Sharofim Osim. And then on a more fundamental level, we want to define perhaps the difference between the Av and the Tolt. Now we move on to Halacha Yud Ches. And the plot grows even thicker. So the Rambam has a Reisha and a Sefer here in Halacha Yud Ches with regard to Begadim. In the Reisha, which is the third line in Halacha Yud Ches, the Rambam is going to codify a sugya in the Gemara, which I have written here on the Mar Makomos page, and that is a sugya on Daf Ayin Heyamid Beis. We'll try to see. It's a sugya of Rabbi Yehuda, a one line sugya, but the Rambam says, "Halokeit yaboles me'algabi b'godin." And he does so biyado. He gives a little bit of an example of what these yabolos are, because we're not really familiar with the metzias here. We'll go back to the Gemara 9 Hay and try to get a little bit of a picture from Rashi, because there the Gemara doesn't use the term yabolos. So he says, "Kegon elu hayabolos shebeklit semer, beklit semer." In other words, when they weave these garments out of wool, they end up with these yabolos, and he's being molakate them, he's removing them, what we call hasara, chayev mishum makeh b'patish. And then the Rambam adds a condition, he says, v'hu sheyakpid aleihem. He really wants to get rid of these yabolos. And that's his intention. Shall we say he wants to complete the beged, because the beged is incomplete as is. It's got these yabolos, and whatever they are, they have to be removed in order to perfect the beged. So far, so good? So he has to, that's what he's interested in. He wants to perfect the beged. But then the Rambam adds a whole other line. And this line, I want to impress upon you, as the Kesef Mishnah points out, is a qualification of the Reisha of locate yabolos. And it doesn't appear in the Sefer, which we haven't read yet, about Menayer Talisa. And the Rambam adds the following: Im he siron, if he removes these yabolos, derech esek, hareze potu. So we're going to try to understand what this derech esek is all about, and what does the Rambam mean when he says hareze potu? He's just, you know, he has already established in the previous line that the precondition for the chiyuv of malakeh yabolos as a chiyuv of makeh b'patish is that he's makpid aleihem. So if he's makpid aleihem, then he's chayev. If he's not makpid aleihem, then he's not chayev. What compels the Rambam to introduce this new terminology here of derech esek? If it's derech esek, then he's potu. I mean, why don't the Rambam just simply leave it as it were? Or at least add that, you know, if he wasn't makpid, then he's potter. But the Rambam says no. The flip side of makpid is he siron derech esek. So we want to understand what that is all about. Then we get to the Sefer. Hamenayer talis chadosha shchora. Again, there are a lot of different details here that have to do with Meleches Malaben, which we don't know much about right now. But the Rambam is saying that he's shaking out his talis. Kedelina Osi, he's improving, he's beautifying the talis. Lahasir, and again, there are different gersos in the Rambam. Hatsihuv, Halovon, Hanitleba. And here the Rambam says that there are certain pieces on the talus that are stuck to his talus, and he has to remove them. Whatever they are, we have to understand. But the Rambam says that in this case, he's going to be chayav achatos. But again, you might guess that the Rambam is going to tell you that this chiyuv chatos for meleches mak patish is contingent on what? What contingency? What condition did he add in the reisha of who? She yakpid aleim. So the Rambam would repeat what he said before, that again, he has these tzihuvim or these things that are nitleba that attach to the talus, and he wants he's makpid to get rid of them. So he's chayav achatos if he's makpid to get rid of them. If he's not makpid to get rid of them, then what language would the Rambam l'chora use? Harei a potter. But instead, look what the Rambam says here. He says, when is he chayav achatos? If it's kiderech sha'umnin osim. And please note that he did not add that condition in the ratio. What he was talking about, what? About malaket yabolos. The only condition he added there was shiakpid alehem. He didn't add this description of kiderech sha'umnin osim. And point number two is, in contrast to the ratio, where the Rambam speaks about Harezeh Potur, you don't find the words Harezeh Potur here in the Sefer, but rather in Eino Makpid Mutter. The Rambam didn't add those words in the Reisha. Fakert, what the Rambam added to the Reisha in the case of Malaket Yabolos was Hisiron Derech Esek. He drops that phrase and that description in the Sefer. And so the Sefer seems to be the hinge, you know, the determining factor in the Sefer seems to be what? Is he makpid or is he not makpid? And here the Rambam is willing to go from one extreme to the other. Either he's makpid and he's chayav achatos, or he's not makpid and it's mutter. Usually we stop midway, and that's what the Rambam did in the Reisha, and we said, but if it was derech esek, right, which, again, what I'm about to tell you is absolutely wrong, but derech esek should mean eino makpid aleihem. But again, he doesn't say eino makpid. He says derech esek. But let's cross out the words derech esek, and instead write v'eino makpid. But then all of a sudden he says areza potter. In the sefer he says what? Eino makpid is mutter. The Rashi says eino makpid is potur, and the answer has to be that somehow something lies here in the words derech esek. And again, the difference between the Rashi and the Sefer is twofold. Number one, if he's not chayev, then he's potur in the Rashi, and the Sefer, if he's not chayev, then it's mutter. That's number one. And the second fundamental difference is that whereas in the Reisha he doesn't add the condition of kiderech sha'umnim osim, he adds that in the case of the Sefer. And if you look in the Kesef Mishnah, it's kind of ambiguous. The Kesef Mishnah, here in Halacha Yudches, the first part is not relevant to us. That has to do with the Reisha, the Rav Mitzadeh, but when he gets to the Sefer Menayer Talos Chadosha, he says Nira Midivrei Rabbeinu Shemenayer, which is again the Sefer of these two cases of improving the Begadim. Nira Shachayev Mishum Makom Bepatish. The Rambam doesn't spell it out, but since the subject of this Rambam is Makom Bepatish, it's fair to assume, says the Kesef Mishnah, that we're talking about Makom Bepatish, Kamo Yabolas, like in the Reisha. Shall Gabi Avgodim, the abolas that are on the begodim. Aval Misafkali, it seems that the Kesef Mishnah himself finds he's not totally convinced or he's not comfortable with this Rambam. Imhu mefarish vahu dekapit alayhu lomar shekol she'eno mesiram b'derech esek mikri kapit alayhu. In other words, there are two possibilities here. Either it's derech esek or it's not derech esek. If it's not derech esek, that's called kapit alayhu. And I think the Kesef Mishnah is not happy with that. He's not comfortable because he realizes that if the Rambam, when he adds this phrase derech esek, he means lo kapit alayhu, then he should have spelled that out. Why did he change his language? Kimosha Pirish Belokit Yabola. So there's an inconsistency in the Rambam if you assume that Derech Esek is the same as the equivalent as Eino Makpid Aleihem, and the Sefer he calls it Eino Makpid Aleihem, and the Rashi calls it Derech Esek. Okay, then he goes on to a different discussion. So at least, look, Rabosa, what I'm saying is that there's a nechama here, there's a consolation in the fact that the Kesef Mishnah, like the way we read the Rambam, is confused about the Shinuyei Lashonos, the differences between the Reisha of Malakit Yibolus and the Seifa of Minar Talis. In the Reisha, he speaks about Derech Esek or not Derech Esek. If it's but in the Sefer he speaks about if it's Makpid, if it's not Makpid. So the flip side of Makpid in the Sefer is Eino Makpid, that's fine. But in the Reisha, the language that the Rambam employs to indicate that he's not Makpid is Derech Esek. And although the Kesef Mishnah is willing to overlook that difference, and maybe what he means, the Rambam means by Eino Derech Esek means that he's not Makpid, and if it's Eino Derech Esek, I'm sorry, if it's Derech Esek he's not Makpid, if it's Eino Derech Esek it means he's Makpid. But you get the impression that the Kesef Mishnah is not totally at home with all of this. Now at this point what I'd like to do is take a look at where the Rambam is coming from. What are the sources of the Rambam? The first source of the Rambam in the case of the Reisha is here on Daf Ayin Hayim it Beis in the name of Rabbi Yehuda. Om Rabbi Yehuda Haiman de Shakil Akufe Miglime. So he takes off something from Glime, his clothing, from his garment that's called Akufe. Rashi's going to have a long description of what this Akufe is. The Rambam calls it Yabolas. Is Chayav Mishum Makim Bepatish. Fine. So in the Rambam's rewriting of the text of the Gemara, Man de Shokel Akufe Miglime is Molaket Yibolos, and he's Chayav Mishum Makim Bepatish. And then the Gemara adds the condition of Hani Mili de Kopit Alayim. Rashi says, what are these Akufe Roshe Chutin Hatluim Biriya? Okay, so these are certain threads that are attached to the urea. The urea means the piece of cloth. And when the cloth was manufactured, they left these chutim kshurim, they're still tied down. And now he's menatek, he cuts off these chutim, and he gives other examples of kashin, uksamim, dakim, shenergubah. Sometimes in the process of the weaving of the garment, some sort of straw falls in. Kashim, uksamim. And that happened inadvertently. Obviously, the weaver wouldn't have been happy about that, but it happened. Is notlin osa mimeno liacha ariga. After the ariga is complete, he has to remove, he has to pull out these pieces of straw, of kashin and ksamin. And, says Rashi, gvar malachahu. This is a case of gvar malach. He's completing the process of creating the beggar. V'chayav mishum make bepatish. So therefore he's chayav for maleches Makeh Bepatish. So again, the Gemara clearly indicates that everything hinges on whether he's Makeh or he's not Makeh, and that's where we had this problem with the Rambam, that he adds this phrase of Derech Esek instead of Eino Makeh. But in any event, that's one source for the Rambam, at least as far as the Reish is concerned. Now, as far as the Sefer is concerned, Hamanayar, Talis, Chadosh, etc., that's a Sugyon Daf Kuf Mem Zayin. And there, the Gemara on Daf Kuf Mem Zayin tells us that there might be various situations or scenarios of Menayer Taliso B'Shav. In some cases, he's Chayav. And then the Gemara goes on to tell us that on the fourth line of the Gemara, it says, "Vehu de Kapit Alayim." And then the Gemara goes on to tell us all sorts of stories about the Amoraim, and some of them, you know, did not allow this near Hatalis to go on, and others allowed it, and they said it was Mutul Chatchila, and that's because in a case where he's Makpid, then he's Chayav, and in the case where he's not Makpid, then it's Mutter. So that's as far as Menayer, Halisa was concerned. The Rambam codifies this Gemara on of Daf Kuf Mem Zayin in the Sefer of this Halacha Yud Ches. And the Rambam writes that Menar Taliso, etc., etc., it all depends. If it's Makpid, then he's Chayim Achatos. And if Eino Makpid, then it's Mutter. It's Mutter L'chadchil. So that's what we have so far is, again, Diyukim in the Lashonis of the Rambam here in improving and perfecting the Beged. In both cases, whether it's Melake Ibolos or it's Menar Taliso, he's chayav achatos mishum meleches makom patish, and it was the Kesef Mishnah that clarified that point. However, although in both the cases of malakeit yabolas and menar taliso, he adds the condition that it's got to be makpid alehu, but the Rambam has a fundamental difference, because if he's not makpid alehu in the ratio of malakeit yabolos, so then the Rambam says hareza potur. In other words, here we have a malacha that is lacking one condition, and whenever you have a malacha that's lacking a condition in the chiyuv, then we apply the principle of patur aval asur. But in the sefer, where we saw based on the sugya and kuf mem zayin that the amoraim did this lechatchila, because, and they claimed, well, I'm not makpid, therefore the Rambam says, it may no makpid mutter. But again, it's not exactly clear why in the resha, if he's lacking in kpeda, it's potu avalosur, and in the safe if he's lacking in kpeda, in the case of Menar Taliso, it's potu mut. That's what we have. Okay. So basically, what we have here is a complicated sugya. The one who notices the steeris here between the resha and the sefer is the Mishnah Brura in Sharat Siyun. Let me just open that up for a second. And this is in the Siman that's dedicated to Tipul B'Gadim, Dine Kipul B'Gadim, etc., Nikri B'Gadim, all sorts of things that you're allowed to do, you're not allowed to do with regard to B'Gadim, and that's the Machaber and Siman Shin Beis. The Machaber switches the order around, which is itself a little perplexing, and he starts Halacha, or Sif Aleph, with Haminayir, Taliso, etc., etc., which was the Sugya Daf Kuf Bem Zayin, and under certain circumstances, again, you have to know what's the Kpeda and so forth and so on. But he says Tals Chadosha Shchora, blah blah blah, and he says Hu Makpid Aleihem, and therefore he's Chayev. Again, is the Machaber on board with the Rambam that he's Chayev Mishum Makpid Patish? I do not know. Even in the Rambam, it wasn't 100% spelled out. But be that as it may, if we turn to Sif Beis, here the Machaber codifies the sugya that we saw in Rabbi Yehuda on Daf Ayin Hey, and he writes, "Halokei Yabolos Shal Gabi Begodim Kigon Elu Shayabolos Shebekli Atzemer Beklei Atzemer Hanishorim Bayan Minariga." It's mamish like word for word from the Rambam and Rashi that we saw. And this is the sugya already on Daf Ayin Hey Omid Beis. Chayev Mishu Makav Patish. Here he spells out that the chiyuv is Makav Patish. Vehu Sheyakpid Aleim Avalim Esirab Derech Esek Potter. So basically, we have here in the Mechaber word for word the Rambam. But why am I calling this to your attention? Because the Sharat Siyun in the Mishnah Bura, which is number Tes, he has a problem with this. And he says that the Rambam later on in Perkav Dalid, I'm not sure exactly where that Rambam is, I didn't find it, speaks about a case of Mafrish Minakotzim, and he says that's Mutter. And the Mishnah Brura wants to understand, under what circumstances do you say that if he's not Makpid, it's Mutter, and in other cases where it's Derech Esek, it's Potter Aval Asur. And he gives the following answer. And he says the following. He says that why is the Rambam in the Sefer, right, which is the Mechaber in the Reisha, why does he say that if he's not Makpid, it's Mutter? Again, that's the sugya that we saw on Kuf Mem Zayin. But why is it Mutter? And he says the following. He says that in order to appreciate why it's Mutter in the case where he's not Makpid, You have to understand why he's chayiv in the case that in the circumstance where he is makbid. So again, we have the Menar Taliso of Kuf Mem Zayin, which is a sefer of the Rambam. The Rambam says that if he's makbid, he's chayiv a chatos. But then the Rambam says if ain't no makbid is what is mutter. Says the Mishnah Brura. Again, I'm reading just one line here from a long presentation, but this is the punchline. His answer is that in the case of Menaris Ataliso, Kedei Liapos HaBeged, why is he Chayev? Shehu Melocha Sheha'umnim Osim Osa B'Eis Gemara. Gemara. In other words, when the Umnim complete the manufacture of this Beged, what do they do at that point? They're Menair. And why they're Menair? Because there are certain things that are attached or maybe even woven into the fiber of the garment. They have to shake that out. The Ace Gemara. And they do it in a professional way, he says, because he calls it a Meleches Umnin. Vehi Melacha Chashuva. And I would submit to you that what the Mishnah Brura is writing here is that the very fact that it's a Meleches Umnin, that itself gives it Chashivus. Vechein Mora Loshen Arama. So Baruch Hashem, we're on the right track here because we made a big deal about this halacha yudches where the Rambam in the Sefer Menar Taliso he adds the condition that what? That it's kederach shomnin osim and therefore it's chayev chatos. That makes it into a malach chashuva, says the Mishnah Berurah, because the malach has umnin. Chein mora loshen aram shekosav kimosha umnin osim. So it comes out the following. Again, the Mishnah Berurah doesn't spell this all out, but I believe that what he's saying is the following. And everyone's obviously free to either agree with me or not. I think he's saying the following. The difference between the Reisha and the Sefer is that in the Reisha, the Rambam didn't even have to bother telling you that removing these Yabolos is a Meleches Makom HaPatish, because that's the Gemara Kli, says the Rambam. That's exactly what you have to do when you complete it. The Rambam asks a different question in the Sefer of Halacha Yudches, and he says, what about Menar Talis? I mean, there are people who are Menar Talis this way and that way. You know, you always shake out your garments in your Talis. You know, you want to get any lint that's attached, you know, removed. So here the Rambam says, you know what makes the Menara Talis into a Meleches Makom HaPatish, that's called Kederech HaUmnin. Here the Rambam needs the condition and the embellishment here of Kederech HaUmnin, because if you don't add that condition, the Rambam thinks that Menara Talis, that's something, I don't know what you call it, a Maisim B'chol Yom. It's very secular, you know, very mundane, you know, it's not... So the Rambam says that, you know what, there's a way of doing near talis, which is a way of derech umnin. That sometimes the umnin themselves do this process of near talis, and if you somehow duplicate that kederech umnin, that makes it into a meleches makom hapatish. So if this be the case, if that's what the Mechaber, if that's what the Mishnah Berurah is saying in the Rambam and in the Mechaber, then I think we could derive two major conclusions. One conclusion is that the reason why the Rambam writes and the underlying explanation that Alochim Eino Makpid Mutter is because if it's an Eino Makpid situation, it's not Kederech HaUmnin. In other words, there are two types of near talis. You can describe near talis and characterize it under two different categories. There's near talis, which is a meleches makom hapatish, and there's menar talis, which is just an a daily, mundane, ordinary act that happens, you know, kalachariyat almost, so to speak. That's the way we do it. We want to have a clean talis, and there are lints that are attached to it. That's what we do near talis. That's not a meleches makom hapatish. Why? Because that's near talis. That's not kederech haumnin. What makes near talis into a melacha, namely makom hapatish, is kederech haumnin. That elevates it, or how do you say it in English? Shidrug. That upgrades it to the level of a meleches makom hapatish. Therefore, I think what the Mishnah Berurah is saying in the Rambam is, if Eino Makpid Mutter, why am Eino Makpid Mutter? Here the Kepeda is not just some sort of side condition, you know, it's a Tanai. No, if Eino Makpid means you're lacking in the very status of the Malacha. What makes Nir Talis into a Malacha? This Maisa is not a Malacha in and of itself. It's the Kederach HaUmnin Osen. The Kederach HaUmnin Osen elevates it to a new status of what? Of a Malacha. And what Malacha are we talking about when we say that Kederach HaUmnin operates to create a Malacha? That's called Makar B'Patish. If it's Eino Makpid, then it's not a Kederach HaUmnin. Then you're doing it a whole different way. And therefore, it's Mutar L'Chatchila. Why? Because when do we say Potter Aval Asur? That's when you do the Malacha, but you're lacking some sort of condition. Like, for example, you did it B'Derech Shinui, you did it Malach Shenem Eskayemes, it was Malach Shenem Tzuch L'Guf, we go on and on and on. All those are Potter Aval Musar. But if Lu Yitzur, I have a condition, then only when that condition is met do I have the Malacha. Then, if you're lacking that condition, it's not just some sort of zaitig or some sort of side condition that's missing, but you're lacking in the etzem shem malacha. That's what I'm trying to suggest. And therefore, it's going to be mutter. Now we go back to the reisha. But in the reisha, here we have likud yabolos. Likud yabolos is considered a meleches umnin. That's what the umnin do. The Rambam doesn't even add that you have to do it kederach umnin, because it, by its very nature, it's kederach umnin. But the Rambam says, here we have another condition. You have to have a kepeda on the thing. The kepeda is a condition in the chiyuv, but not in the Shem Malacha. And the Nafkamina is going to be that here the Rambam is going to employ the language of Arezer Potter. But we have to now talk about Hisira and Derech Esek. So what does the Rambam mean in the ratio when he says it's Hisira and Derech Esek? So the Rambam holds that Derech Esek is a different issue. Derech Esek means that you have a Malacha per se in the case of Likud Yabolos. Likud Yabolos, you know, is in neon lights up there. It's a malacha of makav patish mamish. However, the Rambam says that here, if I want to create a heter lechatchila, then you could say that he didn't do it b'derech ha'umnin. You know, if you could somehow be mafkia, if you could remove the derech ha'umnin element in lekitas Yibolos, I don't know exactly how or if you can do that, Bechlal, then the Rambam would hold, like he said in the Sefer, that it may no makbid muta. But the Rambam holds that in this case of likud Yabolos, that is meleches umnin by its very nature. So you have a malacha. This is the maisa malacha of makab apatish with regard to begadim. It's called likud Yabolos. That is the meleches umnin and the makab apatish of creating a beged shel tzemer in a perfect way. But the Rambam says something else. The Rambam says that you're only chayav if you're makpid. If you're not makpid, then there's a general halacha of patur. And the Rambam says, but wait a minute. Who cares if he's makpid or not? Even if he's not makpid, why is he doing it b'meleches umnin? So the Rambam adds another condition here, another element into the equation. And what's that? He's siron derech esek. He didn't even pay any attention to his act. And the Rambam holds, in that case, we have a universal principle in Hilchos Shabbos of Potter Aval Asur. And the Rambam says, therefore, if he was a Sira and Derech Esek, then Arezer Potter.
Then why write it?
Why is the Rambam telling us this halacha here? Because the Rambam wants to say the following, that In a case where you do a clear cut malacha, it's very difficult to understand what does it mean derech esek. Why is he doing this? You know, sometimes you have derech esek where you're involved in one maisa and you do another maisa. You know, you think you're picking up something that's tolush, and little do you know it's mechubar. Here the Rambam is saying, what do you mean? He's doing this for the purpose of removing the abolus. You can talk about whether he would wear the beged without it or not. That's a different question. But he's definitely removing the abolus. How could you even construct a p'tur? And again, Rabbi said, why is it impossible for the Rambam to say a reza mutter?
Because because that by definition is
by definition it can't be a reason buta. He's talking about Derech Esek. If it's Derech Esek, then he did it in a way which we wouldn't have encouraged him to do, but he wasn't even aware of it. He wasn't even trying to remove these yabolos, and therefore the Rambam couldn't possibly say a reason buta. The a reason buta would be totally inappropriate for Hisiron Derech Esek. Okay, Rabose, wait, hold on to a second. Oh. What I want to suggest is the following. This Rambam in Halacha Yud Ches definitely reveals light, sheds light on Halacha Yud Zayin. Because in Halacha Yud Zayin, what did the Rambam say? And this bothered the mind of Rav Moshe Kayin. Kederach Shah Rofim Osim. What does he mean by Rofim here? Obviously doctors, but what else does he mean by Rofim?
Umnin.
So therefore again, the Rambam holds that in the context of Makeh B'Patish, if you have a Meleches Umnin, that's going to generate a Melacha of Makeh B'Patish. So Rabosai, what we have here, at first, just as stage number one of my discussion, and then we try to find if we can base this on some source, is that the Rambam has the following equation. Derech Umnin equals Makeh B'Patish. Where the Rambam gets this from, we don't know yet. But let's see if we can figure that out. But that's the equation of the Rambam. The Rambam applies this in two cases. And in both cases, if it's not Derech Umnin, what's going to be the din? Harezen Mutter. Why is it going to be Harezen Mutter? It's not some sort of technical condition that wasn't fulfilled, then we'd apply the principle of Patur Avalasa. No. Here you're defining the Malacha itself. What makes this into a Malacha? The Kederach Umnin. That's what gives it the status as a Makeh B'Patish. If you don't have that condition of Derech Umnin, then it's not Makeh B'Patish. Chasar V'Yetzim Shem HaMalacha. And therefore it's Mutter. And let's see if I'm consistent here. Number one, in the case of Menara Taliso, the Rambam says, why is he chayav achatos b'toras makeh b'patish? Because he's oseh es what? Es hamalachi kederech ha'umnin. And then the Rambam says, v'yameno makbid, which means he didn't do it to kederech ha'umnin, then hareza mutar. And now we go back to halacha yud zayin, and the Rambam says, v'mhifisa lahotzi menalecha, which means that he's just temporarily relieving the pressure of the lecha, but he's not really creating some sort of change over here. He's not doing it the way that the Rofim do, because the Rofim want to get a full-fledged Pesach here that's going to allow the air to come in and the pus to go out. Says the Rambam, if it's only lotzim and a lecha, that's a reason mutter. We're going to allow that to go on l'chatchila. And again, we'll get back to the Magid Mishnah here. The Magid Mishnah has a lot of problems here with this Rambam. Of course, the Gemara says on Daf Kuf Zayin that the reason why Mafis Mursa is Mutar on Shabbos is because this is a Malacha She'eino Tzricha Legufa, meaning the Malacha is to create a Pesach and he doesn't need the Pesach. He only needs to get the Lecha out. He's not interested in creating a Pesach to allow the air to go in and so forth and so on. And the Gemara says that according to Rav, the reason why it's Patur Mut is because it's a Malacha She'eino Tzricha Legufa, which is Patur. And then we add B'makom Tzar, Lo Gozri Rabbon, and therefore it's Mutter. So the Magid Mishnah says that's good according to Rav, because Rav Patzin is like Reb Shimon, that Malacha She'eino Tzricha Legufa is Patur, and now we can drop the Issur L'chatchila because it's B'makom Tzar. But according to the Rambam in Perek Aleph, who Patzin is like Reb Yehuda against Reb Shimon, that Malacha She'eino Tzricha Legufa is what? Is Chayav. How's he going to justify Hareza Patur and Mutter? So the Magid Mishnah, in order to answer this question, he says the following. Vatam, and the reason why here the Rambam could be matir lechatchila in the case of lahotzi menalech shafosas hamursa hugmar malacha, which I would rewrite the text of the Magid Mishnah if I could. I would say shemafis mursa hu makeh b'patish. She calls it gmar malacha. Why? Kshu marchiv pi amaka, he opens it up and he makes it into a pesach. That's called makeh b'patish. That's the gmar malacha. Vikshu hotzi mimena lecha ain't a gmar malacha. The efshal lavo ba chiyuv mishum makeh b'patish. So we're trying to embellish these words and this explanation of the Magid Mishnah. What does he mean when the Magid Mishnah says that if he does it laharchiv pi amaka, then it's called gmar malacha, which means makeh b'patish. But if kshu hotzi mimena lecha ain't a gmar malacha, it's not makeh b'patish. What determines whether it's makav a patish or not? Again, in one case he creates an opening, in the other case he just punctures it to get the lecha out. Exactly, kederach harofim. So the derech harofim is laharchiv pia makah. They actually open up the makah, even make it broader and wider in order to let the air come in to heal it. But he's just removing the lecha. He's not doing a meleches umnin, a kederach harofim. Is memela the Rambam could say, and here the Magen Mishnah doesn't theorize. And why is the Rambam allowed to be matir it, even though the Rambam holds that loch shein tzricha leguf is chayav? So how do you get a heter here? The answer is it doesn't have a shein malacha. Why doesn't it have a shein malacha? Because it's not kederach harofim. It's only lahotzi b'mena lecha. So now we can suggest that the Rambam in aloch yud zayin, aloch yud ches is really shlishitaso. Oh. So if that be the case, Rabosai, then maybe we could go back to Halacha Tezayin. Okay, now here I'm going to need your help. I think I have it worked out, but I don't have the Makom Patish yet. What's the difference between the Av and the Tov? And question number two, why is the Rambam identifying Makom Patish as Kederach Ha'um? So I thought that maybe the source for the Rambam is the Yerushalmi. Yerushalmi at the beginning of the Mishnayos, the Mishnah of the Melachos of Klal Gadol, tells us a whole story, a ganze history about Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish. And they spent years and years b'chavrusa trying to figure out the toldos of each of the 39 Melachos. And after years of research, they came up with what? 39 toldos for each one of the 39 Melachos. But then they had a problem, because there were other Melachos that didn't fit in to the 39 categories. So what did they do? They subsumed it on the Makom HaPatish. Vadovru Teima Gdola. What do you mean? If it didn't fit into any of the Melachos, you have a Kabbalah that there are 39 Melachos, so then just drop it and say it's Mutar L'Chatchila. So I want to suggest the following. What the Gemara wanted to see, what the Yerushalmi is doing is the following. The Yerushalmi says that there are certain malachas, let me say it a little differently, there are certain pu'ulos which are makav patish by definition. I would call it ikar pu'ulas makav patish. That's the av malach. But we have a bunch of other malachas that are also malachas. And Yerushalmi assumed that these malachas were done in the Mishkan, but they couldn't find any relationship to any of the other malachas. How and with what chutzpah, if you will, did Yerushalmi lay down this premise that all these pa'ulos are considered malachas? And we have to find somewhere and somehow an av to attach it to it. And the Yerushalmi answers, because these pu'ulos are done by umnin in the process of gemar malacha. When the umnin complete their malacha, then they complete it as a gemar malacha. And if it's completed as a gemar malacha, and it's a meleches umnin, that's the way the umnin do it, then that by definition is a meleches shabbos. Why? Because the Torah has two psukim. One pasuk says lo tasu kol malacha, and the other pasuk says kol isha chachma slev, and whatever it says there, vayakim meleches machsheves. What's a meleches machsheves? Says the unklis, a meleches umnin. So when the Torah says lo tasu kol malacha, it means don't engage in any malacha that's a meleches umnin. Now there were many, many malachas that were done in the Mishkan, but each one had to be completed. And the completion of that process for each one of the 39 malachas was called what? A malachas umnin. If it was a malachas umnin, then it fits under the pasuk of lo sasa kol malacha. Because what's a malacha? A malachas machsheves, which means a malachas umnin. Now we have a problem. Because who told you that this malachas umnin that completes the process should be a malach on Shabbos if we know there are only 39 malachs? We've got to find, desperately have to find an av. This was the problem that Rabbi Yochanan and Reish Lakish faced. And the answer to that problem was that that if this is the Gemar Malacha, it must have been done in the Mishkan as a Maleches Umnin, and therefore it's got to be Malacha. There's only one Malacha that it belongs to. That Gemar Malacha. What does it belong to? Makeh B'Patish. Why? Because that Maisa of Makeh B'Patish was the classical primary mode of Maleches Umnin. In other words, if you're looking for a Maleches Umnin that they did in Makeh B'Patish, it's Makeh B'Patish. So the Rambam says the following, that when Rabbi Yochanan Reish Lakish found a whole list of Malachos that had to be subsumed on the Makeh B'Patish, they were talking about the Toldos of Makeh B'Patish. They had a problem. They had to figure out how this Malacha could fit into any of the other categories of the 39 Avos. They couldn't find any category. They knew for sure that it had to be Malacha Asura B'Shabbos because it's included in the Pasuk L'Tasukah Malacha, namely Maleches Machsheves Maleches Umnin. So they came to the conclusion that it's a Tolda of Makeh B'Patish. Why? Because Makeh B'Patish itself is a Maleches Umnin. And then for every Gmar Malach of any one of the other 38 Malachas, since, insofar as it's a Maleches Umnin, is a Tolda of Makeh B'Patish. It comes out the following, that there are two grades of Makeh B'Patish. There's the Av and the Tolda. This is the Rambam in Halacha Tezayin. The Rambam says the following. If you do a Makeh B'Patish, That is the primary mode of an Uman. How does he boast the fact that he's an Uman and he's prepared to use this Patish? He perfects the Patish. How does he perfect it? With this Maisa called Makeh B'Patish. Now, says the Rambam, any other Maleches Umnin that completes any of the other Malachas, that's also subsumed under Makeh B'Patish, but B'Toras Tolda. So the Rambam says the following. When the Rofe is involved in all of his procedures, and he finally perfects it, that last perfection is called a Maisa Umnis. Only a Rofe is Chayev? The Rambam couldn't tolerate that. Anyone who does it the way a Rofe would do it, meaning to accomplish the same goals, he is considered to have implemented a Maleches Umnin, and the Rambam says that's called the Tolda of Makeh B'Patish. Same thing in the case of Menara Taliso. If he would be Menara Taliso and do it in the way, and for the purpose in which the Umnin would be Menara Taliso, then the Rambam says that's a Tolda of Makeh B'Patish. Well, if this be the case for both sides, then perhaps we can understand the following. The Rambam paskins the Shita of Rav back here at the beginning of Perek HaBona. Let's take a look on Kuf Beis Amid Beis. And again, hopefully Rabosai, this will all fit into place at the end of the Shia, I'm hoping. And the Gemara quotes Machlokes, a three-way Machlokes between Rav and Shmuel. We have the cases of Mesates, Nekev, Belul, Sheltar, Golem, and finally, Ayel, Shufta, Bekupina, Demor. Rav in all these three cases says Yechayv Mishum Bone, and Shmuel says Yechayv Mishum Makeh B'Patish. How does the Rambam paskin? So we take a look here in Perek Yud, Mehilcha Shabbos. The Rambam says that Hamachnis Yad Kardu Mitocha Ayin Shalo HaRezet told us Bone. Okay, then the Rambam has other cases of Maleches Bone, and then he says HaOse Nekev Kol Shehu Belul Shel Tarnagolim Kedeshi Kanis Lehem Ora Is Chayev Mishum Bone. So Rabosai, at this point, we get the impression that Rambam is passing like whom? Okay. Like Rav, that he's Chayav Mishum Maleches Bone. Then we fast forward to Perkov Gimel, and the Rambam has a different story to tell us. The Rambam says that Ha'ose Nekev Shehu asui lahachnisu lahotzi, ki go nekev shebelul shel tarnagolin, shehu asui lahachnis oro lahotzi ahevel, areza chayv mishum makir v'patish. And we mentioned the Lechem Mishnah and all the others, the Magen Avraham, they all raised the question. Here the Rambam in Perek Yud says that in the case of Nekev Elul Shel Tarnagol, it's Chayv Mishum what? Bone, like Rav. And yet here, in Halacha, in Perek Chav Gimel Halacha Aleph, he says that also Nekev is Chayv Mishum Makev Patish. Okay, you remember the Lechem Mishnah. Chayv Mishum Makev, I meant to say Makev Patish. So the Lechem Mishnah says that Enoch Yam is Chayv Mishum both. Fine. Okay, we have problems with that because I don't know if one ma'isa could be mechayev you for two malachas, but that's the Lechem Mishnah. Okay. So let's just think about this lechayra stira that the Lechem Mishnah is so worried about. The Rambam is very careful. Look at his language in Perek Yud Halacha Yudalit. The Rambam says that what's the purpose of the Nekev? Belul shel tanagol, kidei sheikaris lehem ora. And the Rambam says he's chayav mishum bon. Okay. He's chayav mishum bon. Luch ora, this is a pella. Mimonavshach, how could he be chayav mishum bon? The Rambam paskins that ain't binya bekele. And yet, we said that if there's an equation between the either the Maisa or the Totsas HaMaisa in Meleches Binyan, then it could be a told of Meleches Bonin. So what was the equation that the Rambam postulated to the Maisa Melecha in Meleches Bonin? Everybody? Are you with me on this? What was the Maisa Melecha Meleches Bonin? Right. Lechaber Lahadbik HaLokim. Well, guess what? He's drilling a hole in the Lul Shel Tarnagol. He's not being medabek chelik al chelik. Then we get to another possibility, namely in the Totsah. Well, in the Totsah, the Rambam only has it in the case of Oel, which is mechuba lekarka, and therefore it has a din of meleches bona. But in the case of a Lul, that's already a kli. It's not mechuba lekarka. Again, forget about the Magen Avraham, this business, right? But if it's not mechuba lekarka, and again, if we saw in the Levush Esrad that he says, of course it's not mechuba lekarka, because the Rambam himself says in Halacha Tezayin, Bein Bebinyan, Bein Bekelim. So you see that we're talking about Kelim. So if we're talking about Kelim, then there's no equation in the Totsah. The Lul is a Kli, and the Manavshach can't be a told of Bonin. Then we fast forward to Allah to Perkov Gimel, and there the Rambam says, okay, I grant you that it's not a tolda of Meleches Bona. But what? It's a tolda of Meleches Makav Patish. Okay, that's all right, and then therefore I can call it a Chiyuv even in Kalim. So what's going on is that in Perek Yud, the Rambam has a Chiyuv of Ose Nekev Midin Meleches Bona, which we don't understand. Mimonashach, it's not a tolda of Bona. And at the same time, right? Because again, when the Rambam has Meleches Bona and Kalim, it's always going to be what? A Dimyon to the Maisa Binyan, right? Tokea Eitz B'Eitz, etc., etc. Or Machnes Yad Kargon V'Tocha Ayin Shalom. So we had a long discussion based on Rabbi Sal Meltzer that the reason why he's Chayav here for Meleches Bona, even though it's a Kalim, is because forget about the Totsah. There's no Totsah of Binyan and Kalim, but at least there's a Maisa of Medavik Chelik Al Chelik. That doesn't help me in the case of Nekev Kol Shehu. But keep in mind, the Rambam emphasized that's Kadeshi Konis Lehem Ora. The Rambam here in Perkov Gimel says, is Osi Lahachnis Ora Ulahotzi
Hevel.
And now the Rambam says, if it's got both conditions, then it comes under Makav Patish. So on both sides, we have two questions here. We assume that for sure the Lechem Mishnah is not right. Meaning the Rambam is talking about two different cases. There's no question. The Rambam is not arguing with our premise that you can only be chayav for one pu'ula, one chatas. No, but then you'll ask me the question, okay, so there are two different scenarios here, and we shouldn't equate them, but now we have to justify why in each scenario is chayav for that particular, respectfully for that particular luck. In the case of Nekev, Lahachnis Lema Ora, the Rambam classifies the Melech as Bona. And then when it's lahachnis or lahotzi, Evel, the Rambam classifies as malachas makom patish. What's that all about? Okay, so let me see if I can develop this idea based on what we've established before. And again, I want to understand how is it possible that nekev kolshu beluv shel tanagolim kedei sheikaris lahem oris chayav mishum bon. So for this Rabosai, let's go back to the basics. The Rambam says that amashve pnei karka is chayav mishum meleches bon. And the Rambam calls that an av malach of bon. So we ask the following question. In the case where he's mashve gumos, I agree to you that that's considered from the perspective of totsa samai, so that's meleches binyan. But how can the Rambam classify as an av? Right, because the Eben Ozel insists in order to be an av of meleches binyan, I need two things. I need also medavek chelek al chelek. There's no medavek chelek al chelek. So we explain that according to Rabbi Zalman, there's something called a maisa mufak of meleches bonah. And that means that when you build something, this is the way you do it. Right, in construction, the first thing you have to do is dig the ground under, or alternatively flatten the ground, whichever way, you have to be an engineer for that, to know exactly how you do. And the Rambam holds that the maisa of binyan is one of two things, either it's medabek chelek al chelek, or alternatively, it is a maisa mufak of meleches binyan. You can't start a binyan before you establish the foundations of the binyan. And that's called a maisa mufak, and that makes it into an av malach, because it has both conditions of an av malach. It's not, number one, from the perspective of totso, we have binyan in karka, and number two, from the perspective of maisa, we have a maisa mufak of meleches bon. Oh, if that be the case, is the Rambam holds that creating a window in order to allow air or light to go in, that itself is a maisa mufak of meleches bona. In other words, from the perspective of totsas hamalacha, lul is kalim, the Rambam spells it out himself, is therefore ein binyan bekalim. So we can't have an equation in the totsah, but we can have an equation in the maisa. You'll ask me, there's no maisa of dibuk chelik al chelik, but we had another alternative of maisa. And that means, if we have a binyan, and we need something in that meleches binyan, you can't create a building without a window in it. And that's what the Rambam says, kedei lahachnis lahem ora, right, call, right, let's write this Rambam, rewrite the Rambam. The Rambam says, lul shel tarnagolim, the ein bo chalon, ein bo nekev, kedei sheikaris lahem ora, ein o lul. In other words, whoever's in charge of building a lul, he has to know that he needs what? He needs some sort of a window, a chalon, to create light, to allow light to go in. So the Rambam says that's already a tolda of meleches bonin, and it has the equation in the Maisa binyan, no less than what he said in Halacha Yudbeis, Hamashveh Pnei HaKarka Bebayis. Now we fast forward to Halacha, to Perikov Bey, Chav Gimel, and the Rambam's talking about something that's osui lahachnis ora ulahotzi hevel. The Rambam says that's already something totally different. That's not simply to complete the binyan. The Rambam holds that's already makim epatish. That's already a meleches umnin. The difference between Perik Yud and Perik Chav Gimel is that in Perik Yud he's doing a maisa mufak of binyan. But here he's not doing a maisa mufak of binyan. A maisa mufak of binyan would be to create an opening that would allow light to come in. He's not interested in that. He's interested in what I call function, right? There's structure and there's function. In structure, that's Perik Yud, the Rambam says he makes a nekev for the sake of what? Allowing light in. And he's chayv for binyan koldu, because that's a pa'ula mi pa'ulas ha-binyan. That's a maisa mufak of binyan. That's the Rambam in Perek Yud. But now, says the Rambam, he's making a different kind of an opening. This opening is not the same opening as the one of Nekev Kolshu. Here he's talking about a real serious Nekev, which will have, on a functional level, multifunctional. It's number one, Lachnis Ora, but it's also Lahotzi Hevel. That's already beyond Melechus Binyan. You follow me? He's already completed the binyan, and he's doing something to perfect it. That's called a meleches umnes. If you ask the uman, what is he going to do in order to complete this lul? The answer is he's going to create a Pesach that's osi lahachnis ora ulahotzi hevel. And therefore, he's going beyond Meleches Binyan. He's doing a pa'ula which is a pa'ula of umnis, of gmar malacha, and he's chayav mishum makom patish. Is mevel, if that be the case, the Levushei Srad has no point over here. What was his point? The Rama writes in Halacha Tezayin that he's chayav for making a nekev, hosa nekev kol shu bein v'yetz, bein v'binyan, u'bein v'kelim. The answer is, the Rambam here in Halacha Tezayin is not talking about Meleches Boneh. He's talking about Meleches Makom HaPatish. So the Levushei Srad wants to prove that the Rambam in Halacha Yudalit is talking about Kalim. Maybe yes, maybe no. I don't know. But he has no proof from Halacha Tezayin, because the subject of Halacha Tezayin is a Nekev that engenders a chiyuv of Makom HaPatish. In other words, he's talking about a case which is defined in greater, how should I say, detail here in Perek Chav Gimel, in which he's doing what? He's completing the function, not the structure. You know, the structure requires a chalom, you know, let the light come in. But functionally, if he has many different shimushim or tzrachim, he needs lahachnis ora ulahotzi hevel. In such a case, obviously, it makes no difference whether it's a kli or whether it's a karka, because we're talking about not meleches boneh, but rather meleches makom HaPatish. So it cannot classify as meleches boneh, because it's not a structural change of creating a chalon, which was a maisa muvak of meleches boneh that applies even in kelim, that he's not doing. He's not creating some sort of structural change. He's creating what we call the functional change for various tzrachim. If he makes that functional change in a way that it completes the function of that lul shel tarnagolim, it makes it perfect above and beyond the binyan, that's called a meleches umnes of Makom HaPatish. And therefore it doesn't surprise us that when the Rambam is talking in Perek Yud about meleches boneh, here the Rambam talks about a nekev kolshu, which is not functional, if you want to talk about a meleches umnes, because an umman would never puncture a hole in a lul shel tarnagolim and say, well, I finished the job. He didn't finish the job. He created a chalon, and therefore it's meleches binyan. But when the Rambam gets the meleches makom HaPatish, there he has to finish the job with a meleches umnes, and therefore the lul has to be multifunctional. It has to be lahachnis ora and lahotzi. Alright, we'll try to stop here because we wanted to have mincha, but
once we use melech ha'sheves as the Torah to say melech ha'undin, then you lose melech ha'sheves to teach you.
Oh, can you use other things, you mean?
Well, because we use it as a basis for
melech ha'sheves means melech ha'shuva, and that's gonna exclude many different scenarios and cases where it's not melech ha'sheves.